Hey, it's Playhouse, Y94, Ariana Grande with Yes and Hi, I'm Zero. That's Joel D. filling in for Amy K this week while she's in Florida. As we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of a box of totally random questions. Sometimes I over-ruffle for effect, and I'm not going to apologize for that. Today's totally random question. What is something you have bought but you have never used? What is something you've bought but never used? You got something like that? 237, it's text 35570. Mine's sitting in my office here at work, and I bet you already know what it is.
Which one?
What? It's your favorite thing. I've never actually used the stupid thing. So I have in my office the world's most ginormous Stanley Thermos.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is, just like everybody else, the 194 staff got all enthralled in the Stanley tumbler craze. And Joel D. walks around here drinking out of his Stanley tumbler. Mandy walks around here drinking out of her Stanley tumbler with some stickers or stupid crap on there. And Amy walks around there going, I had one before everybody else. And I'm pretty sure the really weird, like, camouflage-looking one that gets left here sometimes belongs to E from the night show. And then he, of course, does stupid stories for us, too. Everybody has one. And I was like, you guys, but they're not even that good of cups. Everybody just bought them because they're trendy. So I thought, I'm going to mock you because I remember my grandfather walking around with this rusty, nasty thing my entire childhood. So I bought one like that, but I didn't realize how giant it was. The thing is so huge.
It's massive.
And so unpractical. It's not like I'd actually walk around with water or coffee out of this thing. Because when you open it, it makes it like the world's largest squeak, first and foremost. So you certainly aren't going to have it in the radio studio. It just, I didn't need to buy it. It was a stupid purchase.
The one you have is exactly like my dad's, though. And I remember him using it. And my dad drinks a lot of coffee, but it was always for road trips. You could almost just fill it up. Like, when you get here in the morning, start the, you know, brew coffee in the break room and just fill your own, that whole thermos up. And you could have it right here. And anytime you need to refill, you don't have to go.
So I like coffee. I do. I don't know if I need to look like I'm going on a camping excursion as I walk around this building. So that's my purchase. I didn't need to make it. I thought it was funny. I got a laugh out of everybody. And now I don't use the thing. It's right. Just a complete waste. What is something you bought and never used at Joel D?
Oh, goodness gracious. I have a pair of Jordans that I bought and they just sit in the box because I just don't know how to. I'm cool enough to wear some. Right. But I just don't know how to wear them. And it just feels weird. Like, I know I'm not that cool to, like, rock a pair of Air Ones. You know what I mean? So, like, it's like, nah.
I don't think anybody, like, if you walked around here wearing them, nobody would be like, oh, gosh, she's not cool enough for those shoes. I think you're overthinking it.
I am, too. But then it's also, like, you spend that money and you don't want to get them dirty either. That's the other thing. So, like, I have some different pairs of shoes that I wear that are, like, I try to keep the white ones clean. I wear them on certain times. That's it. That's what the purpose of these Jordans were. I actually bought them last year for Flo Rida. And I was going to wear, that was the only time I was going to wear them, boom, whatever, but and go to the fair. But I can't remember why. I was like, I don't want to get them muddy. I don't want to get them dirty. So I wore a different pair of new shoes. But yeah, so I have a pair of Jordans that never get worn. Like, they just sit in the box. They're not even like out or anything. They just sit in a box.
They're your dress sneakers.
That I never dress sneakers. That I've never used.
What is something you bought? You never used it. Why are you not using it? Was it just a dumb purchase or what? 237, it's tanks 35270. Little boo thing. Why not? It's Playhouse 194, and the totally random question, what is something you bought and you've never used it?
Well, I collect DVDs, and I have over 3,000 DVDs, and my husband went through my DVD collection and saw that I had over 50 movies that have never been opened or watched.
Well, and you probably really thought it was a valid thing to pick up back in the day. Never mind the fact that really now all DVDs are borderline irrelevant, but then to be going through them and be like, never even took this out of the shrink wrap. It's not a proud moment.
That is, there was a moment in my life where I was collecting the whole alphabet, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I would just buy DVDs to have, like, the alphabet, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. I had A through Z. But at the same time, man, that $5 bin, though, when that started happening, that was, like, towards the end of DVDs, too. But I bought so many random movies that I've never watched. I bought them. I did open them, though, unlike you. I opened them. I just never watched them.
Well, and every once in a while, there's that one, too, where you're like, why did I even buy this? Like, why did I think I needed to own Paycheck from Ben Affleck?
Exactly. It was so bad.
Probably the best-looking thing in that $5 bin, most likely.
At that moment, yes.
Now, are we seeing some things that people bought? They never used it.
This one's, I almost did this. Somebody said, a fancy juicer with all the bells and whistles. Convinced I'd start making fresh morning juice every time. It's been sitting in a cupboard collecting dust ever since. I feel like there was like a juicer craze there for a bit. Somebody else said, I purchased a fancy yoga mat and was going to start doing yoga, and that didn't happen. So
you bought it, but you never used it. What's the thing? 237, it's text 35270. You might got some beautiful things, but maybe you got beautiful things you never used. That's a totally random question today. The 194 Morning Playhouse. What is something you bought, but you never used it?
Late infomercial night, I bought a shake weight.
It probably made sense at the time, but let's be honest, you're not going to use that shake weight literally ever.
There's so many items that I like on Amazon or on TikTok. I'm always like, that's cool. There was that cereal one where it's like a cup and then like you could put your cereal on the top or whatever and you drink the milk and it comes out and it doesn't spill and you can eat cereal and drink at the same time. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I was like, I had it sitting in my Amazon cart for so long. There's so many things. I had some overalls sitting in my Amazon cart too, because I thought some green overalls were going to be cool. Like, what was the group back in the day? I don't know. I have some random things like that, but I've never purchased them though.
This is growth as a person though. If you leave them in the cart.
Yeah.
Leave them in the cart and you're okay. It's when you actually like and check out late at night when you're like, oh, I got some money to burn. That's the problem.
And then you're like, what did I buy when it shows up at your door?
And I don't need, you see an Amazon box, you're like filled with dread. What did I do?
What did I purchase last night?
Or we seen some things that they bought, but they never use it.
Somebody said, I was at the store. I spotted an amazing set of watercolor paints. And I was like, I'm going to become the next Picasso. I bought it. And a month later, the paints are still untouched, still sitting in the package. Maybe one day, right?
So maybe
one day. Somebody else said, I have a fancy cookbook in a kitchen drawer with all the gourmet recipes I've never cooked.
You know, I'm actually surprised we didn't get a little bit more of this, but I did catch a little bit of the exercise equipment popped in there too. Elliptical, treadmill, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there was somebody said, I bought myself an elliptical that I never used. My husband and son just needed a PlayStation 5 and it has never been touched.
I'm shocked the PlayStation wasn't used. The elliptical, that makes some sense.
I mean, both of those is like you have to have time to be able to do both of them. True. You know what I mean?
You bought it, you never used it. Hello.
Pretty much every piece of sexy lingerie.
What?
Oh, sad.
Oh.
Sorry. Hey, maybe that should be your like bucket list item, you know, not for your life, but just for the week. You know, between now and Easter Sunday, that's a weird day to choose. Between now and the end of the weekend, Saturday.
He has risen. Just kidding. Okay, never. I'm going to keep it on.
You're going a weird place.
Slide into the DMs and I'll let you know if the lingerie is good.
That lingerie in some form or fashion. Any final text messages, Joel?
Let me see. Now I got distracted. I got myself all flustered. All right. Somebody said they splurged on a high-end blender thinking that they were going to make smoothies every day as they were trying to do their health journey for New Year's resolution.
And it might still happen. It's only March, not even April yet. You still got time to get to that New Year's resolution.
You could buy some lingerie and never use that at the same time.
You got really until 2025.
You got plenty of time. There's a whole year.
When did it happen? Random textual healing here in a sec.
The Playhouse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.